Outcast of Redwall, Disc 2.
Chapter 5. Dawn arrived, wreathed in soft white mist, promising a mild sunny day. The drums beat out again over the scrub-scarred highlands, but this time the rat runners did not raise the alarm, for only one creature approached the camp. It was the vixen Nightshade, whom Swart had purposefully instructed to follow him, leaving one day's gap between their arrivals. The rat runners kept their distance from the fox, considering her some kind of wild mystic. Nightshade did nothing to disabuse them of the idea. Indeed, she had dressed to look the part. A tatty feathered trimmed cloak swirled about her painted and mud-daubed body, and she carried a long staff decorated with bones, hanks of hair and shells. It clanked and clattered as she shook it at the runners, chanting in a reedy quaver.
Gurgling, rattling, final breath brings me from dark forest gate. I, the messenger of death, king of darkness, lord of fate.
Fires from the previous night's embers were being blown into life by a few early risers as the runners escorted the vixen into Lord Bowfleg's horde camp. Spying the main tent with its prominent pavilion, she made her way straight to it. Two stout sentries guarding the closed tent flap moved nervously aside as the odd-looking fox grimaced and shook her staff at them. Nightshade stood in front of the entrance and howled a long eerie call.
Howl! I am the seer. I am. Has been here.
The runners and sentries were obviously frightened of the ragged vixen, who was now performing a crazy shuffling dance in front of the main tent. They huddled together, muttering,
I wonder why Lord Bowfleg hasn't heard her.
Oi, it's strange that he hasn't sent Werg out to snap a scrawny neck and stop a caterwauling like that.
Well, I'm not going to try and move her.
But we can't just stand here, and what's to be done?
I say we go and rouse the captains. Let them sort it out.
Aye, good idea, mate. Come on.
As word of the vixen's arrival swept through the camp, the horde beast deserted tents and cooking fires en masse to follow the group of officers heading to the main tent. Two stout captains, Greenclaw and Agil, together with a rat named Scraw, who was a senior counsellor, heard all the sentries and runners had to say. They watched the vixen dancing and chanting in front of the closed pavilion entrance.